So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa that states many opinions regarding the duration of Yemei Mashiach, the period after Mashiach comes, in which the Yidden will benefit from great wealth and prosperity. All are based on Pesukim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yemei Mashiach Arba'im Shana, Yemei Mashiach will last for 40 years. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Shivim Shana, 70 years. Rabbi Omer, Shleisha Dairis, the Yemei Mashiach will last for 3 generations. Rabbi Daisa Omer, Dalad Meis Shana, the Yemei Mashiach will last for 400 years. Rabbi Omer, Shalish Meis Veshishim V'chameis Shana, Kamin Yemei Sechama. The Yemei Mashiach will last for 365 years, like the days of the solar year. Tani Avime Bered Rebavo, Yemei Mashiach Li Yisrael, Shibas Alaf Mishana, the Yemei Mashiach will last for 7,000 years. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Yemei Mashiach, Kimi Yemei Shenivha Oilam Bad Achshav. The Yemei Mashiach will last as long as the time of from creation until Mashiach comes, as the Pasuk states, Kimi HaShemayim Al Aretz. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar, Kimi Noyech Ad Achshav. The Yemei Mashiach will last as long as the time of from the Mabul until Mashiach comes, as the Pasuk states, Kimi Noyech Zois Li Asher Nishbati. Rav Hillel, however, disagrees with all of the above and says, Ein Lehem Mashiach Li Yisrael, Shekvar Ochlu B'mei Chizkiya. There will be no physical Yemei Mashiach because the Yidden already received these benefits during the time of Chizkiya HaMelech. Rather, as Rashi writes, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimlech Be'atzmei B'yigalom Levad, Hashem Himself will redeem us and the era of Tichias HaMesim will commence immediately. The Gemara, however, refutes Rav Hillel, because Chizkiya Emes Ha B'Bavayis Rishon, V'ilu Zechariah Komes Nabi B'Bavayis Sheni. Chizkiya HaMelech lived in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, and Zechariah HaNavi prophesies about the Yemei Mashiach later in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara proceeds with a well-known machlokes. Amar b'chiyah barabu, amar b'yichnan. Kol ha-navim kun lo nesnabu el limois ha-mashiach. Aval oylem ha-bo, ayin lo yirasa l'kim zu l'secho yasa l'machakaloi. All the prophecies of the Navim refer to the era of Yemois ha-mashiach. But the era of oylem ha-bo, the world to come, is infinite and beyond comprehension. Upligu de Shmuel, damar Shmuel, ein ben ha-oylem ha-zeh limois ha-mashiach el ishti ben malchiyas bolvad. Shmuel disagrees and says that the era of Yemois ha-mashiach will essentially be the same as the life we know, with the exception that we will not be under the dominion of other nations. Therefore, the prophecies of the Navi must refer to the era of Olam Haba, the world to come. In explanation of this machlokes, much has been written by the Rishonim Acharonim, which beyond the scope of our review. The Gemara returns to explain the previous Mishnah. One who claims that the Torah does not come from Hashem and an Apikiris, which the Gemara explains at length in the next daf, will not receive a portion of the world to come. As the Gemara explains, the Oimer ain't Torah min Hashemayim, v'afilo makol ha-Torah kula min Hashemayim chutz mi-posik zeh, chutz mi-diktuk zeh, mi-kavo choymer zeh, mi-gzer shabbat zuh, even if he admits that the majority of Torah does come from Hashem, aside for one posik or even one letter or the yigim amidus, which he claims that it does not come from Hashem, he will not receive a portion in Olam Haba because the posik states, ki dvar Hashem bazo mitzvah sehefer hikars dikars. The words ki dvar Hashem bazo refer to all of the following, ha-Oimer ain't Torah min Hashemayim, and Apikiris, and Hamagal upon the Torah, one who openly disparages those who learn Torah because they all bring shame upon the Torah. The words of Es Mitzvah Sehefer refer to Zeh HaMefer Bris Basar, one who does not perform circumcision. And the Pasuk concludes, Hikaris Tikaris. Hikaris Boil Mazeh, he will die young in this world. Tikaris Loil Maboah, and he will be severed from the world to come. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that offers several opinions as to which aveiros are included in Kidvar Hashem Basa. Remeir Omer, Halaymid Torah ve'einam alamda, one who learns Torah but does not teach it to others. Reb Nosson Omer, Kol mi she'einam ashgiach ala Mishnah, one who does not give importance to the Mishnayis. Reb Neira Omer, Kol she'ev sholasik v'Torah ve'eino isik, one who has the opportunity to learn Torah and he does not do so. Reb Shmuel Omer, Zeho Eivir Avodas Kechavim, one who worships Avodah Zarah. The Gemara with Rashi explained that Dvar Hashem refers to Dibur she'dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma li'Yisrael, danoichi v'layi l'cha m'pi ha'gvur shamanim. The Isra of Avodah Zarah that Yidden heard directly from Hashem and not through Moshe Rabbeinu. Another braisa cites the following pasuk: "Va'nefesh ashatasa b'yad Rama v'goymer v'nechrusa ha'nefesh ahu mekarav ama." The pasuk refers to a person like Menashe ben Chizkiya or Yoshe v'Dorish b'agodesh al doifi, who made fun of the Torah by claiming that some pesukim were written in vain, such as the pasuk "Va'chois loitin timna and v'timna hesi pilegish lalifas." The Gemara explains, however, that this pasuk was necessary and comes to teach that timna bas malachim havya. Although Timna was a princess, as the Pasuk states, Aluf Loitna, Aluf Timna, and the word Aluf refers to royalty, nevertheless she attempted to convert to Judaism. And when the others rejected her, she went ahead and became a Pelegish to Halifas ben Esav, saying, Mutav te shivcha l'umazu, v'loy te gvira l'umacheres. She chose rather to become a maid in the nation of the others who feared Hashem, than to become a queen in another nation. And for this reason, Nafik Minah Amalek, the Tzarinu Liyisrael, she gave birth to Amalek, who caused trouble to the Yidden because the Loyiboyeluhu Larachka, the Avish, should not have rejected her. And regarding the Pasuk, V'yelech Ruven b'min Ketzir Chita Miyimtza Didon Basada, this Pasuk is necessary to teach us Mekan Letzadikim, Shein Poishin Yidei Megezel. Reuven entered the field only after the produce was cut and picked plants that were hefker because righteous people are careful not to steal. The Gemara proceeds with the importance of retaining the Torah that one learned. Reb Shuv ben Karcha says, one who learns Torah but does not review it is compared to one who sows a field but does not reap its produce. Reb Shuv says, one who learns Torah and then forgets it is compared to a woman who gave birth and then buries her child. Rabbi Kiva says, Zemer b'chol yom, zemer b'chol yom. If one reviews his Torah constantly like a song, the Torah will repay him in that he will rejoice in the world to come, as the Pasuk states, Nefesh amal amal lai ki akav alav piyu. Hu amal b'makam zeh, v'tarasa yamelas le b'makam achar. V'noif isha chasar leiv, amr shlokish zeh aloim et Torah l'parakam. Shlokish compares one who learns Torah irregularly to one who has no wife and frequents other women. The Gemara proceeds with several statements about the importance of learning Torah Lishma for the sake of Hashem. Among them, Af Mekarves HaGeula, one who learns Torah Lishma brings close to the final redemption. The Gemara also cites several statements about the importance of teaching Torah to others, including the more well-known statement, Kala Malamres Ben Chaveri Torah, Malal Vakasav Ki'ilu Asoi, one who teaches another person Torah is considered as if he created him. Similarly, Kala Ma'ases Chaveri L'Dvar Mitzvah, Malal Vakasav Ki'ilu Asoi, one who caused another person to fulfill a mitzvah is considered as if he actually fulfilled this mitzvah.